From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. While House Republicans are speeding up efforts to pass tax reform, it's key for agriculture, but an American Farm Bureau official says for procedural reasons, health care reform will come first in the Senate. AFE tax advisor Pat Wolf says after the House passed its health care reform bill as part of a budget adjustment process that'll require only a simple majority for the Senate to pass its version, the sequencing of health care and tax reform is now set.
The health care bill is moving through on last year's budget reconciliation. Taxes are supposed to move on this year's budget reconciliation. If they start on taxes before they finish up health care, that reconciliation for health care evaporates,
thereby forcing the Senate GOP to have to secure a 60-vote supermajority, including some unwilling Democrats, to pass health care reform. Now, Wolf says the GOP would basically be giving up a health care, but it's giving up on neither health care nor tax reform.
The Senate now has to deal with the health reform legislation, and then they too will turn to taxes. And there's a real desire amongst Republicans in Congress and the White House to announce a single platform for tax reform so that there will be a pre-agreement or an agreement on what tax reform is going to look like, so that they don't have to argue about the main principles, only deal with the details.
Well, one big detail is how to help pay for planned tax cuts, and key Republicans have now dismissed earlier talk of a border adjustment or import tax. And Wolf recently warned lawmakers in AFE testimony to be careful about changing existing tax breaks, like cash accounting and interest deductions, in ways that could increase producers' tax bills, despite sweeping cuts to personal and corporate tax rates. While the Senate Ag Committee heard testimony last week from several economists on the challenges that currently exist in farm country, the Hagstrom Report says Republican Ag Chair Pat Roberts of Kansas and ranking Democrat Debbie Stabenow of Michigan both came to the same conclusion: no more cuts for farm bill programs. At what he described as the first farm bill hearing in Washington, Roberts did say the nation's debt is approaching $20 trillion. However, he said between the savings from the last farm bill and the Ag Department's crop insurance negotiation, everyone on this committee talks agriculture has already given at the store. Roberts emphasized the importance of producers having risk management tools at their disposal. Let me emphasize that crop insurance is the most valuable tool in the risk management toolbox. Stabenow focused more on the proposed Trump budget released earlier last week, saying it cuts crop insurance by $29 billion, which would take away a critical part of the farm safety net when it's needed most. A panel of economists and ag business members testified that economic conditions for farmers and ranchers continue to get worse, but it's still not as bad as the farm crisis of the 1980s. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk sustainability. We're talking hogs right after this.